There is a river in this heart of mine, filled with knowingness of my highest kind. I am willing, I will do my part, where the river will never run dry.
Come in with the hallelujah.
I kind of want to do a rampage of 10 things we love about our podcast before I start you in.
Yes. All Number one is
one.
How fun it was when we were looking at all the places where our listeners and seeing Flatbush.
And I was in the grocery store and I was like, hey, I can't talk to you. I'm just talk to me. And I can't respond. And there's this like really serious woman with like this startlingly beautiful sequins mask. And you're like, cuckoo, karoo. Prague,
Flatbush.
And then you're like Flatbush and you can't stop laughing. And at first I'm like, that's stupid. That's not even funny. And then I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. Cause I started thinking about a Flatbush. And then I was like, she's like, do you need anything? I'm like, no, I just need to get out of this store. I'm
so good.
I gotta go to Flatbush. I love that, especially in the beginning and especially now, that it is so uplifting to me personally, because no matter what kind of day I'm having, you know, I get to turn towards this inquiry of what's beautiful, what's great. And in my personal belief system, I think that we get what we give our attention to and what we expect. And so spending some time every week deeply, vibrantly appreciating has done good things for my own way of being in the world. I feel well marinated by gladness, largely because of this project.
Yeah. Three is I love that it just came out of our like weekly phone dates with each other, that where we were already doing this structure, and how it's really like the epitome of how I think sharing should happen, is like from that overflowing, excited, like can't keep it in kind of place. It's just like, oh, it's bubbling up and out. And that's really how it's felt. Very natural.
Yeah, I like the integrity of that. This is what we use to stay connected to our highest selves and to each other. And so this is what we put in the world to stay connected to our higher selves, the world's highest selves, and to offer that pathway for others. It's hashtag hot, H-A-W-T. I really like how I can free fall into the formula of the rampage of appreciation. Like it has made me like people, I used to be kind of shy, or I wasn't quite like warmed up to appreciations as much as I am now. Before, people would be like, hey, you want to do some gratitudes or think about what's good? I'd be like, super busy being fussy over here. I can't quite get there. I'm hot on the trail of some sadness over here. Let me keep going with it. And now, like from almost any position, if someone's like, hey, you want to rampage or do gratitudes? I'm like, yeah. Totally. It doesn't even matter what I'm doing. Yep. Okay. Redbird. All right. I like the contrast of redbirds against the white snow. It's startling and astonishing, and it breaks my pattern. And then boom, we're in. And I really like how it's like done what we wanted it to do for others. But for me, now we're heading into season 8. I have been, my neural pathways are prone to, like, I've always dreamed of being a satisfied, happy person. And this gratitude challenge has really helped. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's number 5. So
100.
Number 500. So my number 600 is that I love how it has elevated that capacity of the elevation that you're talking about has elevated me to a place where I now really value actually like what I have to say and my perspective. And before I was like, "Oh, I'm a fairy and a unicorn and I have a pretty cool point of view, but just for me and my friends." And now it's like, no, I have like important things to say and a really important perspective, and it wants to get out there and people want to hear what I have to say. And that's like really changed my life profoundly in the last year.
Snaps. I love the imperfection, the perfection of the imperfection of it, the way we've made some really strong choices along the way to queef as often as it takes to stay awesome. But no, just like not editing and not trying to get what the world might consider to be famous people on, not doing any sponsors, just staying really grounded in the joy of it and listening for where that joy is calling us relentlessly. It's made it for this kooky little quirky delicious upliftment. And I believe it's, you know, I've always wanted people to be like, there is a moment in your life, there's a way of being in your life that you can, that is your personal apex, where you're doing the best that you can and you're centered in that assurance, and that is so fucking different, feels so different, looks so different, walks and wears so different than the arbitrary notions of perfection in the world, that they don't even, you can't even compare them, they wouldn't be able to be weighed on the same scale. And one of them is an insanely valuable inquiry: what am I doing my best? Am I leaning into my joy? Am I showing up? That's a really juicy conversation. It has nothing to do with perfectionism. And the second one is a really deadly conversation that leads to shame and self-judgment. And so I'm loving that our podcast has been designed as best as we could to celebrate that distinction and to live in the juicy, crazy, you know, in between exploration of what that really means and how it feels. And when I listen to it, you know, that's maybe like 10 through 20, it lifts me up and it makes me feel better about life and about existence. And so I'm personally gifted by how unperfect it is, and how much that helps my heart.
Yeah. I love this. I love the easy, rambly, silly intros where it's like, wow, if anybody like doesn't know us and just stumbles across this, like, are they ever going to get past our intro where we're just like laughing and talking about like hot dogs and butts and like, but then like, yeah. I love the way that intro in every episode really beautifully like turns over and brings its own like fuel to the train of the rest of the show. And I love that meanderly intro that we do.
Yeah. I like strengthening in the yes and improv skill, where I'm just so trained by this project to listen vibrantly and deeply for what's happening, what's emerging, the joys, the fun threads. Like you just said, hot dogs and butts. And I was like, have we ever actually talked about hot dogs and butts? And then I'm like, let's do an episode on hot dogs and butts. And I guess that's my, yeah. So those two are my, this is I think 8 or 9 or something, 100 is just the like, it has given me such, it's returned a really big license to be very creatively pure, and very creatively zazzy and fearless in a lot of ways. Just like, cool, next. Oh, let's see what's extraordinary and interesting about that. That feels like challenging and fun. And how do hot dogs and butts come together? What an excellent question. Let's sit with that.
How do they not come together?
It's just right there. How do they not? Get that mustard train leaving the station. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really just seeing a hot dog laying like between two butt cheeks.
Oh man, that's a really fun, sexy position. I really love that. That's a fun personal best. But with a hot dog. With a hot dog. Not with a lover. Just with a cold hot dog. The Jewish ones with the red cracky skins on them. That one. Yeah. That's that the one.
So kosher on your butt crack.
Whose butt crack in here is kosher? Can anyone own that? Go. Mine's not.
Bless yours? My butt crack.
Wait, side note. Really important side note. I just watched a thing where the guy who plays Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek, his name is, fuck his name, Patrick Stewart. And he was talking, and he's like 80-something, and he was talking about this experience he'd had with his wife, who's like 40-something, and they were in sexy time, and he was bragging about being circumcised. And she's like, you're not circumcised. And he's like, I mean, just speaking of hot dogs, this is where the stories come from. And he's like, God damn you. My mother told me I'm circumcised. I'm like 80. I know that my wiener has been trimmed. And then he had to go to the doctor a couple days later. And the guy's like, cough, cough, cough. And he's like, hey, while we're taking care of this, like, just tell me how circumcised. And then he looks down there and he's like, 0% circumcised. And so at 80, he learned something about his wiener. I just want that to inspire everyone.
to lay the hot dog in the buns, because it's always new and you never know what that hot dog's gonna, when you know, whether it's been trimmed or not. Okay, what's 10 for the podcast?
Yeah,
definitely on track.
I love our music. I love the intro songs and the outro songs and how many amazing friends we've had. Your daughter, my daughter, Daniel's music. Oh my gosh, it's just all so beautiful.
Shelby,
and I love
Hadassah, Shelby, Persephone.
Yeah, April. They're all so
April,
sweet.
Katie, Taylor, mm-hmm. Ann,
Sarah,
James.
Yep.
Yeah.
So many beautiful songs, and I love the way that each one feels like just such a luscious, beautiful gem.
Yeah, it's becoming
like
kind of
the
this
butt cheeks
like this
that holds the hot dog.
Oh my god, that's so much better than I was gonna say. But what I was gonna say started with buh, so I thought you were gonna say it. You were saying butt cheeks at the same time I was about to say buffet of like a smorgasbord of like creative delights, but yours was so much better. I was like, no, my buh word is gonna yield to her butt word because it's gonna be dirtier. So
buffet,
I'm gonna give.
Butt cheeks.
I yield.
Buffet of butt
it's
cheeks.
It's a hot dog buffet. It's my nightmare. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for that warm-up. I needed a warm-up. Listeners, welcome to season 8 of the GladCast. We decided I was a little sleepy and I wanted to warm up the vibes, so we just did a quick and dirty, emphasis on dirty, rampage of appreciation about this particular project to get ourselves in the jam. And so season 8, I am as excited about any season as this season as any I have been. That sentence works on some fucking plane of glamour.
Glamour plane. Glamorous.
My glamorous grammar fell apart before it left my teeth hole. So this beautiful season is about the true nature of desire and where desire fits into the manifestational process and some really nifty and maybe new perspectives on your own relationship with desire and some really fun tricks for how to make room at the feast of your own life and attention for some desires that might be in a stuck and holding pattern. To invite you into a scene so that we can use our imaginations even more funly to enjoy an experience more and to bolster, like it's fun to use imagination to dream out and go forward in your mind about the future, but it's also really fun to use imagination to become more present, to enrich how you're even participating in your now. You know, because the frame, the lens that we're seeing life through is the one that determines how we participate, what we do. You know, if you think you're in France, but you're actually on a snowy hill in New Hampshire, and you're supposed to be sunbathing and it's you can't participate effectively, properly, or in that way where you're actually in traction and in harmony with what you're doing and how you're doing it. So I live in a little village in North Carolina, and I live really close to one of the cleanest rivers in the world, the South Tow, and it's got bejeweled swimming holes all along her curves that, you know, sometimes there's cliffs to jump into and rope swings dangling off of her. And on any given summer day, you'll see fishermen, you know, crawling up her banks or swimming in, and these big, healthy, incredible fish flapping and glistening in the sun. But for now, I want you to come with me in winter. And right outside one of my favorite swimming holes is a big old open rustic structure where there's a fireplace and a big stone hearth that we're going to cuddle up on blankets in front of, and there's hot tea. And in the back you can hear the river's steady burbling roar, so full of vitality, so absolute, just pouring on and on. And you're cozied up in your sweaters and your blankets, and there's that feeling of like, when she feeds me tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And you're in that sort of like magic slip between all that is and all that could be. You slip into that portal that poetry brings us to, and that imagination allows us access to this gorgeous ether space where you're not quite what you were, nor are you what you're becoming, but you are sure as fuck happy to be there. And so you settle into your blanket and you look around at the smiling eyes of other listeners, of Hannah, of me, all of us just here in our authentic selves as best as we can, delighted to be celebrating something about this gorgeous existence and nourished by the shared presence that we all bring to it. And so as we enter this episode with our enthusiasm and our hot dogs and our joy, it's going to be a short one because we're almost done. I want you to see if you can use your breath to snuggle into the feeling of gratitude of being here by a river in North Carolina, surrounded by loved ones and deep in the center of a life you love.
So now that you're all snuggled in and ready for a sweet little story, I want you to picture little baby Hannah from a year ago who was...
It's like baby Yoda.
Yeah, like little baby Yoda Hannah. And she is pretty convinced that she is not very good at computers and is really just destined to weave and sew and glue things together. But there is this kind of funny desire that she has with her best friend that feels really bright about making a podcast together. And it's kind of like all the gears are like crunching of like, can I do that? I really want to do that, but I'm uncomfortable. It's like this like crunchy inner feeling. And once that little baby Yoda Hannah makes peace with that excited desire and decides to stop making the story that it has to be one or the other, it could definitely for sure be both. Oh my gosh, that moment of realizing it can be both. It's like the sun comes out and baby Yoda is like E.T. floating up in the bicycle towards the moon. And all these beautiful ingredients come together to support baby Yoda Hannah being both a sewer and a tech genius. And that's where we're at today.
Yeah, and so Hannah had to make room in her current version of herself. There wasn't room for a desire that was happening. It just was fucking happening, despite her notions of herself as a homegrown weaver and natural spinner and all that kind of stuff. She had become more, and the desire burgeoning in her was an indicator that more was coming. But one of the things that I've noticed when I'm working with people and myself is there's two places where desire gets stuck. It either gets stuck at the permissions to even freaking want what you want. It's stuck there and it can be so insidious that you don't even know it's stuck. It just feels like a soul fart stuck in you. And you don't even know. You're like, oh, I feel uncomfortable in this situation. I don't know why. And partially it's why, because you want something you don't believe that you should, or that it's appropriate, or that all that. And the second place desire gets stuck is your beliefs that it's possible, that it's even could happen for you. Now, never mind wanting it, it's the possibility. So in this instance, Hannah had to make peace with the fact that she wanted to be good at tech, and to include in that, in her notion of herself, this opportunity to allow a desire to flourish. And then a lot of joy has happened for baby Yoda Hannah to be really functional and great at technology and to flow sick baby Yoda Hannah creative projects into the world. It's been actually really pivotal to baby Yoda Hannah becoming the motherfucking Jedi that she is today.
Amen.
So we just did this episode backwards and we've run out of time. So your appetite is now stroked, hot dogged, and whetted for episode 2 of season 8, where we dig into these distinctions a little bit and we get our rampage on with what desire actually is. And spoiler alert, it has a lot to do with the you are freaking God bit. So we're really excited to hit that. We're grateful you all hung in for all the hot dog jokes. I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah, and enjoy noticing little baby soul fart desires that might be in you. And we're going to go into a lot of details in this season about ways to nurture and stoke and play with your desires. So we're so excited to have you on for the ride.
Listeners, you've been kissed square on the lips by the GladCast. Mwah!
One, two, a one, two, three.
There was a...
Nope.
I need a burp. There.